We'll get the recording started for you. Nicholas,
thank you.
Please be so kind as to get the recording started. Thank you.
Thank you. The recordings have been started. Please go ahead.
We'll do a quick roll call, if you'd like to, Olga. On today's call, the Friday the 20th of August, we have Olga Cavalli, Rafik Damak. From staff, we have Glenda Saint-Géry, Julie Headland, myself, Dieter Gruber-White. Deborah Hughes has just joined us as well. We have apologies today from Tony Harris. And if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Thank you. Over to you, Olga and Julie.
Thank you very much, Gisela. Hi, David.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm doing good.
Great, thank you. Okay, my proposal for today's call is the following. I made some additions of text to the document. I read it. I think it's a fairly good document. I don't know, Debbie, if you want to add more text, or you have some new proposed text, or Rafik. I think that we should finalize at some point today, or maybe up to Monday, a document, and then send it to the whole working team, so they have the chance to review it, perhaps during 1 week, and then send it to the OSC. Maybe it's not a perfect document. Maybe we can add some more text or some more examples. But I think at a point we have to just decide that it's a version that we want to share with the working team and with the OSC. I don't know, David, you have been leading this, so this is only my suggestion on how to move forward, and I'm happy to hear your comments and Rafik's comments.
Yeah, I apologize that I had to miss last week, and I'm going to have to jump off here pretty soon, but I think I don't know if there are other areas where we need more content. If there are no additional comments from this sub-working group, then I think we should work towards trying to finalize this. I agree. I think it's a good approach.
Great. So, Julie, could you take this version and polish it as much as you can? Maybe, for example, there are some additions of text that are included about needing additional details and blah, 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 so taking those out. And I think where we need some wording, it's at the end. Maybe we can decide to leave it or take it out, because in the last point, we say 2.2.5, recommended implementation timeline. I think that this is going a little bit far at this point. This is more an implementation issue that will come once the committee is hopefully already decided to be done. So
right.
I, my suggestion would be perhaps to take it out and not making any reference now about recommendation timelines and how many times are we going to review our work and all that, and keep the text as it is, a little bit more perhaps reviewed. I don't have the feeling. I read it, all the document, and I think it's quite good. So I would take those references that still have to be completed and prepare a draft version and share it with the working team. One comment that I would like to add, and I'm not sure if I'm right or not, but just had that feeling when I read the whole document, is that we are going a little bit into communication things, communication issues, and I am not sure, and I'm not saying that it's yes or no, but I'm not sure if we should go too much into that. Any comments about that? I pointed the text in the when I was reading. I just included some comments in the text just because I had the feeling that those paragraphs were a little bit more into communication issues. But maybe we can leave it as it is and see the reactions of the working team.
Olga?
Yes.
Okay. I think that we discussed about that in the last meeting.
Yeah.
So outreach is you know, is we try to contact people and to convince them to join and to involve within ICANN. But the communication is also part of outreach because people will try to see material, to see how I can communicate about its activity. So it's somehow related to outreach activities. Maybe we don't need to go in detail about communication, but to see how to make coherent ICANN communication with our outreach activities.
I agree. So I agree with you, and I didn't say we should delete it, just making some reflections about it. I just had the feeling that perhaps it's a gray area, and we have to talk with other committees and communication participants. So let's leave the text about those activities as it is. Are we okay if Julie can polish this version a little bit and we share it with the working group? Perhaps I don't know, Julie. Are you listening? I know you're listening, but you're on mute.
Actually, I'm off mute now, Olga. This is Julie, and I'd be happy to take the document and polish it a little and take out the highlighting and so on. And I would be able to get it out to the full work team today to begin their review.
I think it's a good idea. Debbie, Rafiq, are you okay with that? Should we move forward? We had enough time for doing this.
Okay.
Yeah, Rafiq, go ahead.
Yeah, sorry, but just maybe do we need to extend or to edit executive summary?
I would suggest the following. Once we send it to the working team, executive summary, we could work in the last version before sending to the OSC, because maybe some working team member may add some text or may want to delete it. So my message to the working team would be, okay, this is a draft. Executive summary will be finalized once you agree with the general body of the document, so we can review it perhaps next week. You think it's a good idea?
Okay.
David, are you okay with that?
Yep, that sounds fine for me.
Okay. So,
and Olga, this is Julie. I think that's a good approach too, because we are getting very close to our deadline, and I think as soon as we can get the document out to the work team to review, the better.
Okay. Julie, do you have any idea when could you, and I'm not putting pressure on you, just to have an idea how to plan the date, when could you do the next version?
Yeah, Olga, I can get it out today. In fact, I think I can get it out this morning because I don't expect that it will take a lot of additional edits. I will read it very closely.
Okay.
I can definitely get it out today.
Okay,
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Olga.
Sorry, Davey, I couldn't hear you and I interrupted you.
No, I was just going to ask a question. So then the idea would be the next meeting that we have on Friday would be a full work group.
Yes, that's the idea. So if we are able to send today the document, then I can stress the message from Julie saying, okay, guys, take a look at it, read it, make comments if you can, and we have a full working team meeting on Friday, and see where we are. If there are a lot of comments and a lot of additions, then we see which is the strategy. We will notice during the week if with the reactions. And if it's almost there, then we can finalize the wording and send it to the OSC.
That sounds good.
Great. So we have a plan now. So, Julie, could you do that for us? That would be great. As soon as I receive it, I resend it to the group, and I insist a little bit. And if perhaps Michael, I know that he wanted to make some additions about workshops, and he can do that next week also. So it's not that if we see something that it's wrong and we didn't notice, we cannot change it. I mean, it's still for revision. Great. Comments? Any other suggestions?
Let's start to maybe to comment your comments.
To comment my comments? You want to comment my comment? Go ahead.
Yeah, like last time what we did, I think that we progressed well like that.
So you want to comment something, Rafik?
No, just if to see what you added. Really, I didn't read the document, so sorry.
Oh, you want to see what I added. Great. Just very briefly, what I added some comments that I made in some of the meetings, I think in Brussels, is that we should select key universities that would be interesting in a relationship with, in a kind of permanent relationship with ICANN, and find some key persons in the university that could help preparing documents and teaching materials available in the document. The idea would be to have one university per sub-region. When I mean sub-region, I say, for example, Latin America is quite big, so maybe one in southern corn of South America, one in Mexico, and one in, say, Colombia or Venezuela, you know, or one in Brazil. And, of course, you in Africa would advise which are the sub-regions that are useful for dividing this perspective. And then have the outreach committee should contact these universities as to be the key points for outreach and teaching. For example, working with some professorships in including the general coordination of internet as one of important matters in what they study, or in having materials in different languages for the students, or being invited or being promoted through fellowships to ICANN meetings, and so these universities would be like key points of contact for outreach in two ways, through ICANN and for ICANN. That's the main content of this paragraph in point 2.1.
Olga?
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe also in addition to university, we can add research center, etc. For example, if I see in Japan, there is the Glocom, which is quite active on internet governance issues. So it's research center, and then...
Okay. Julie, did you capture that? Universities and research centers.
Yes, I did capture that.
It's very simple. We can add it. I think it's a very good suggestion. Did I hear someone else in the mic?
Thank you.
Michael joined.
Hey, Michael, how are you?
Good, how are you? Sorry to be late.
No problem. I think it's a good comment, Rafik. And I don't recall now if I did some other addition. I really read it all, and I think it was a very good document. Michael, we were talking about doing the following and see if you agree. I don't know if you want to add more text to the document now or maybe today or tomorrow. Did you have the chance to review it and check if you like the document as it is now?
I didn't completely go through the document. I did get a quick cursory look. I'm mostly liking it. I would like the opportunity to go to finish a detailed read, though.
Okay, because we were planning the follow-up, but now that you have joined, maybe we can change it a little bit. The idea would be at some point early this next week or perhaps during the weekend to have a version for the whole working team review. So if you want to add some text or give it a last read, could you do that perhaps by the Monday or Sunday? I know it's horrible to do that on the weekend, but we are a little bit late with this.
Yeah, it's not a problem. I can do that.
So once you have some comments and additions, Julie could prepare a last polished draft version, and we send it to the working team. And next week, next Friday, we would have a full working team meeting for reviewing the whole document. And during the week, we can see the reactions, if there will be a lot of comments, a lot of additions, or if the group just likes it and there is not a lot of changes. So once we agree in the last version, we can send it to the OSC, hopefully by the end of August. This was our original idea. Do you think that sounds fine?
Yeah, I'm perfectly good with that. That makes good sense.
So if you could be so kind to make those additions or comments to us in the next 2 days, and then we have, and then Julie, once Michael has sent his comments or additions or whatever, then we have that last draft polished version and we send it to the working team. One comment that we will make when we send it is that executive summary will be finalized once everyone has had chance to review it. So we are not just finishing now the executive summary for this draft.
So, Olga, this is Julie. So I understand that I will expect to receive Michael's comments to the document that you have commented on, Olga, and that I've sent around to the work team by no later than Monday, and I will on Monday to send a cleaned-up and final edited version without the executive summary to the full work team to review and comment on for next Friday's meeting.
Yes, exactly. Are we okay with that? Great. And Michael, if you think that you're okay with the document as it is and you have no comments, just let us know that.
Yeah, I'll post that to the list for sure.
Maybe you read it and you say it's okay. I have been adding some text. Rafiq has done the same. And so I think I read it all and I added some text during the weekend. I think it's a good document. It's something good to present and to start. What I suggested also, just for your knowledge, to delete the last point, 2.2.5, which goes into some timeline and result reviewing. I think we are going a little bit into some details which are related with the implementation of the committee. So maybe we can take it out and don't lose some time now in defining how much they have to meet and when it will be reviewed. That could be done in the future if the committee is decided to be made. You think that's a good idea? Okay. Okay.
Sorry, Olga. That last few sentences were breaking up on me. Can you hear me? Okay.
No, I couldn't hear you. I can hear you now, but I couldn't hear you before.
Okay. Can you just repeat the last thing you said?
Yes. What I suggested a while ago is that if you go to the last part of the document, last section, is 2.2.5. It's recommended implementation timeline and assessing results. That needs more wording, but in my opinion, don't lose time now in doing that, because that goes into some details about how many times the committee will meet, how many times the committee will be reviewed and all that. And perhaps that is something that could be done in the future and decided in the future once the committee has been formed.
I don't think we should be doing this part of the work. I agree.
So if we're going to complete it now, we will take a lot of time thinking how many, how far, how often, and it doesn't make any sense now. So my suggestion was to delete that last two or three paragraphs and leave it as it is. And then Julie would polish all the document and take out some comments from us. And of course, if you want to add yours, those are welcome.
I'm in agreement with removing it.
Great. So,
I apologize. This is Debbie. I have to jump off.
Don't worry, Debbie. We have a plan now. So, thank you very much. You have been making a great job leading this subworking team.
Thanks
a lot.
Everybody for help.
And we keep in touch during the week.
Absolutely. Okay? Thanks, everybody.
Have a nice weekend, Debbie.
Bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye. Okay, guys, any other comments?
Great. Well, Olga, Julie, I will wait and see. Michael, if you could let me know whether or not you will have changes, and if you do have changes, if you could send them with the document that I sent out late yesterday that has Olga's comments, then I'll plan to polish up the document.
Yeah, that's the version I'm looking at now, so okay.
Great. Thank you. Anything else, Olga?
I think we are done. Any other comments? Okay, we have a plan. Thank you very much for joining. Let's keep in touch during the week, and I wish you a very nice weekend.
Thank you very much, Olga. You have a nice weekend, too. Everyone, have a nice weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.